Thank you, Patty Peterson. It's great to have you here, and we welcome you here today. We're glad you're with us, and we welcome those that are live streaming with us today as well. I am so grateful that everyone is not at the cabin today, aren't you? I am so grateful that many of you turned out today and be a part of our worship experience. We do have a few announcements before we actually begin our service this morning. As you know, July is Prosperity Month here at Unity Christ Church, and inserted in your program is a green insert called our Unexpected Income Program, which we actually began the first day of July. Many of you are participating in this, and it's not too late to join this experience. And so it's self-explanatory, and we invite you to participate with us. Fill that out, drop it in our prayer box, and let our prayer ministry hold us in prayer for the month of July. Also, speaking of prosperity, we also practice that spiritual law of circulation here. And during the month of July, we are collecting backpacks for PRISM. PRISM is a social service organization that we partnership with. Each and every year, we collect hundreds of backpacks, and it's not too late to begin to remind ourselves of this. So during the month of July, we invite you to bring a backpack in and supplies to support those kids that need an extra boost as they go back to school. In the garden court is the list of the supplies that are needed. Also, this Wednesday night, I begin facilitating a course that I do here each year called Keys to the Kingdom. It's based on the work of David Owen Ritz. David Owen Ritz is a great New Thought teacher. I begin it on July the 9th, and it's a call for us to make an extraordinary commitment to our spiritual growth. During this course, we truly do seek ye first the kingdom of God, according to our teacher Jesus. And yet at the same time, we look at spiritual laws that help us to live an abundant life. Many of you are graduates of this course, and some of you more than once. But Cindy Starrue is going to inviting her up to share her experience. She's a graduate of the course last year. Cindy, would you help us out and share your experience?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The kingdom of God is within you. When I first heard that, I didn't really get it. But the seed was planted. And with my involvement with Unity and my exploration of Unity principles, as well as some prosperity classes, the seed began to take root. But once I took the keys to the kingdom, the seed burst and came to full fruition. David Owen Ritz, who is the creator of this beautiful and brilliant program, uses direct, simple language to explain the seven spiritual truths of abundance and prosperity. He says that true abundance is the power to satisfy our needs and make our dreams come true. We have that power. And David shows us how to use it. His lessons are infused with humor and delivered in a way that inspires animated conversation within the group. The energy in my class was high, vibrant, creative. And for myself, that shared experience enriched my understanding and my involvement. As a result of taking the keys to the kingdom, I was able to step across an invisible threshold and into the life that I love living. I am committed to my vision, honoring the truths of prosperity and abundance, working with the law of circulation, and practicing forgiveness and gratitude. The biggest takeaway that I got from the keys to the kingdom, however, can be found in Luke 12:34. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. On Wednesday evening, starting this Wednesday on July 9th at 7 p.m., we warmly invite you to take this journey, discover these keys, and unlock your kingdom.
God bless you, Cindy. Thank you very much. Okay. So if you're interested, we invite you to get more information in our garden court. We want to have the right material for you as we begin the course this Wednesday evening. Also, Dr. David Banner, who has been here before, will be back with us this Saturday from 9 to 3 on the Advanced Enneagram Workshop. Those of you that's taken his course before knows that it will truly enliven your relationships. So by all means, we invite you to sign up for that as well. I want to call your attention to this Friday night. There's a vocal workshop performance here, and the information's in your bulletin, but Laurie Dockin's going to share a little bit more about this performance Friday night.
Judy and I have been teaching a couple of workshops, one here and then one at a club in St. Paul, and the workshop participants from the workshop here, there are 12 great singers from like 13 years old to late 60s. A lot of them are members of the choir. You will know most of them. It's fantastic. So they're doing their final performance, and wow, it's going to be so cool. And it's free. You could make a donation to the music program, but it's free. So you know what? We'd love to see you, and I know that they would love the support. It'll be a great time. Thanks.
Thank you, Laurie. It's free, and you can make a donation. And also, you know, I just want to remind you, I want to call your attention that we, you know, to our website, there are many activities happening here, to our bulletin, to Peak of the Week, if you've not signed up for that, you can get an email blast as well, to our monitors throughout the church. I really want to call your attention to the many activities that are happening here. We invite you also to like us on Facebook, and we put a lot of stuff out there as well. And today we invite you to turn your cell phones off during the sacred hour. Anything that buzzes, anything that screams, anything that does anything, we invite you to turn them off. As I said in a previous service, I tried to get our board to pass a policy that if they went off, it would be a $1,000 donation to our church. And our board lovingly says, not going to fly, Reverend Pat, not going to fly. So we do invite you to turn them off. How you doing this morning? Of course you are. Of course you are. Let's begin our time. Let's begin this service together. And I invite you to go to your heart and in that place of your heart where you know and you feel God's loving presence. Feel that presence of the divine. Feel that presence of the divine expressing through you as you today. And we know this presence within as peace, as joy, prosperity. We know this presence within as freedom, and we are grateful. And this morning, we pray with our country. We pray with its leaders, knowing and giving thanks that they too are truly divinely guided and directed by God's love and God's infinite wisdom. We hold all of our leaders and all the world leaders in our hearts in prayer. And it is with great joy and enthusiasm that today we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Beautiful day. Let's applaud the day, okay? Our mission statement, may we affirm that together. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our prosperity affirmation for today's lesson. Together, we are ready, willing, and worthy to accept a new era of prosperity at Unity. We recognize, praise, and bless every manifestation of good coming to us now. I just realized that I forgot a very important announcement, and it's one that's being made by our board president. It's not wise to forget the board president if you're the minister here. So Laura Masika, would you make this announcement, please? Oh, I wonder where I am in consciousness this morning.
Good morning. I thought I was getting out of it. I was here last week talking, too. Does anyone remember what I was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So what was it? Name change. And so we have a project going on underway right now that is about identity branding. And part of that initiative is for us to align with Unity Worldwide Ministries on their logo, their common look, their common feel, and be part of the greater Unity movement, or make sure that we are our visuals and everything representing us appear that way. The other part of it is the name change. And so we're looking at the opportunity to take this time and reflect on our name and if our name accurately reflects what the spiritual community brings. And so we've sent out a survey. The deadline for the survey is this week. We've sent out a survey to members. We have opportunities for people to fill it out online. You can fill it out and return it if you want a copy. You can email us with the answers to the survey, whichever way you'd like to do it. But we'd really appreciate your feedback as we go forward and, you know, pursue what decision we're going to make as far as the name of this community. The deadline, I think, is July 10th, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. And the survey's been out there for several weeks now, and so we really would like your feedback. I can assure you that our Board of Trustees will read each and every one of those. I apologize to our board president for forgetting her. It's really important. So I'm going to invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. If you look around the room, you'll see that these people arrived early. They held a sacred space, and they're here to hold sacred space with you. They're here to pray with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, a hope, a dream, a vision, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song is More Than Enough, and we invite you to please stand.
There is more than enough in a universe that you created. There is more than enough on a planet of sacred design. There is more than enough for humanity made in your image. Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think without your infinite love made everything I see, and all that will ever be is your infinite love. Let my soul know the truth, whatever I choose to do, your infinite love will prove more than enough. There is more than enough in a universe that you created. There is more than enough in a planet of sacred design. There is more than enough for humanity made in your image. Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Your infinite love made everything I see, and all that will ever be is your infinite love. Let my soul know the truth, whatever I choose to do, your infinite love will prove more than enough.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is indeed a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remember when we were a first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence. Just take your courage in your hand. I'm going to do nothing drastic. Take your courage in your hand. Raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. Oh, right down here on the front row. Keep your hands up. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church, what we're about. There's a pink card in that packet. If you fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest. This is also the first Sunday of the month, so we invite you to wear name tags if you choose to, and we also recognize birthdays and anniversaries. So today, if you have a birthday or an anniversary in the month of July, we invite you to please stand and remain standing as we honor you today. Wow. Look around the room. Stand up. Stay up. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, says that we have 12 powers, and all of these powers are within us. And he's assigned a power to each month. And for the month of July, he has assigned the power of understanding. And understanding is your ability to know, your ability to perceive, to comprehend, and apprehend. He's also assigned a color. Your color is gold. Your disciple is Thomas. And your affirmation for the month is, my understanding of truth deepens. Read your writing, Pat. My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. Let's affirm that together. My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. Thank you, and you may be seated. Thank you for allowing us to honor your birthday and anniversary. Yeah. We also greet each other each and every Sunday morning with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We usually pick one we ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? May I? Sweetheart. Hey, gorgeous. How are you? Right here on the front row. Oh, I know. So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service. I'm going to invite you to remain seated. As I give, I truly receive. As I give, I truly receive.
As I give, I truly receive. I am a child of God. As I give, I truly receive. I am a child of God. Just as I am, I truly believe. just as I am, I truly believe I am a child of God, of God. As I give, I truly receive, I am a child of God. As I give, I truly receive, I am a child. Just as I am, I truly believe I am a child of God. Just as I am, I truly believe I am a child of God, of God. Spirit
with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is thoughts. I choose thoughts that produce good. Thoughts continuously pass through my mind. I pause for a moment and see them as captions on a screen. I notice those that are kind, loving, and creative. They are the foundation for positive action in my life. Healthy thoughts create healthy habits. If I am having hopeless or hostile thoughts, I refuse to give them any power. I notice these thoughts, but I know they are not the truth. I open to God's healing energy to relieve any fear behind the negative thinking. I affirm, I open my mind to spirit, and I am illumined by divine ideas. Life-affirming, spirit-filled thoughts create positive energy in all my affairs. As I choose loving and creative thoughts, I witness the good that results. And scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:15, I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. The word for today is thoughts.
Thank you.
Please join me in meditation. And if you've not done so, I invite you just to gently close your eyes, shutting out the outside world. I invite you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax. Begin to relax your body, your mind. Just relax and let the chair support you. For this indeed is a safe place. And as you continue to let go, begin to bring your attention inward to that place within that only you can go. Just continue to relax, to let go, to breathe deeply. And this morning, allow my words to become your words. When I have thoughts of lack or limitation, I confidently deny they have power over me. I deny they have power over me. And I align my thoughts with ideas of divine abundance and the creative flow of God's good in my life. Perhaps I remember the words of Eric Butterworth. Infinite mind will put ideas into your mind, words into your mouth, creativity into your hands. Boundless opportunity is before you. Guiding light guides you on your way. I act on divine guidance. With gratitude, I affirm God is my constant source of supply. God is my source. And I maintain the attitude of prosperity in all areas of my life, and my needs are abundantly met. With this blessed assurance, I rest. I rest in the silence. Inspired by divine ideas, I am prosperous. And this morning, we pray with those that have requested our prayers represented by the prayer box, the cards and letters we have received in the mail this week, the electronic mail. We hold each and every prayer request in this consciousness of love, this consciousness of prayer, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thank you. So a few years ago, I had an epiphany. And what I mean by that is I had a moment of clarity when it became very clear to me that my faith had been misplaced, that my faith had been placed in limiting beliefs, and therefore my life experience had been made manifest from limiting ideas. And I set about to change that experience. That was a pivotal moment in my life. And at the time, I was the spiritual leader at a small community in Oregon where the board and I were together struggling with this concept of what it meant to be a tithing organization. And coming to a consensus and understanding together of what that meant. And the book that I went to for that discussion was the book that we're using for this series on prosperity this month. It's by Reverend Edwin Gaines. It's called The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, A Simple Guide to Unlimited Abundance. And I went to this book because in my experience, Edwin Gaines is the queen of prosperity teachings. I would hold that in mind. She'll be here later this month. Before we delve into what she had to share and what she spoke to me about in regards to tithing, which is the first spiritual law that she speaks of in this book, I want to really have a conversation about prosperity. Because first and foremost, abundance is your rightful inheritance. Do you get it? Abundance is your rightful inheritance. And I'm not talking about just money here. Prosperity is the consciousness of God everywhere. To truly live in that space of knowing the consciousness of God in every aspect of our lives. And that this consciousness operates much in the same way that gravity operates in the world around us. There are spiritual laws, spiritual truths that govern our experience. Now, in the class Keys to the Kingdom, that Reverend Pat will be facilitating starting Wednesday, David Owen Ritz outlines what he calls seven spiritual truths of abundance. And they begin with knowing that God is the one and only source of our good. So not only is abundance your rightful inheritance, God is your source. We talk about both of those things a lot, but do we really believe it? Do we really get it and practice it in our lives? Or do we look to a paycheck or our employer or our clients or our significant partners or our children, our parents? Do we look to our relationships to be our source? God alone is the one inexhaustible source in our lives, and we must continually remind ourselves there is one presence, one power. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, in his book Prosperity says this: some people are like fish in the sea, saying, "Where is the water?" In the presence of spiritual abundance, they cry, "Where will I get money? How will I pay my bills? Will we have food or clothes or necessities?" Plenty is here all around. And when you have opened the eyes of spirit in yourself, you will see and rejoice. That's really hard to know when you are in the midst of a life experience that has been formed on a foundation based in limitation. So let's try an exercise. An exercise in expanding our awareness of universal abundance. Think about this. There are about 100 trillion, that's a huge number, it's 100 million million cells in your body. Wow, that's abundance. And in this room, that abundance is multiplied by each person in this room. But in every cell in your body, except I hear the red blood cells, there are about 120,000 genes. That's a number that's almost beyond comprehension. Just thinking about my own body, much less this body, the body of Christ, we live and move and have our being in universal abundance. And we don't have to limit this to ourselves. Have you ever stopped a moment and really looked at the abundance of colors? Oh, driving in this morning, even on a cloudy, rainy morning, the abundance of green and the depth of color. It's one color in my mind or in my brain, green. But when I look out, I see so much more than one color. You know, I worked at the Grotto in Portland, Oregon. And part of my job was to coordinate a Christmas event where we put up over 500,000 Christmas lights. And I really learned to appreciate the fact that there are many shades of amber or red. Who knew? Especially when I tried to find a new vendor for lights. So what we began to do was really appreciate the variety of colors you're able to introduce and introduce more than one color of red. But I felt like I was somewhat like the fish that Fillmore spoke of, too immersed in knowing what I knew to be aware of the abundant reality that I was immersed in. We were absolutely blessed to live in a bountiful universe. We don't need to ask for more. It's already here. And tithing is an essential tool on our quest for the ability to increase our experience of universal abundance. Edwin Gaines is very clear in her teaching. If we want true prosperity, we must put God first in our finances. However scary that may seem,
A tithe is defined as 1/10 of all income given back to where you are spiritually fed. Let me read that again. A tithe is 1/10 of all income given back to where you are spiritually fed. Acknowledging that God is your source and embracing your divine inheritance as a prosperous child of an abundant universe. And the idea is based on Jewish teachings. You know, Jesus didn't teach tithing because it was part of his culture. It was part of the community. It's how they lived and interacted. For something to be kosher, it has to, in every aspect of that product has to have been tithed. So tithing is truly just part of who Jesus, our way shower, was. And so he didn't feel like he needed to teach it because he took it for granted. And it's really, really, really important that we be clear on what is considered a tithe. You know, I think many of us struggle with understanding that. That's what the board was struggling with when I picked up this book and we started working together. Because we tithe to where we are spiritually fed. So let me read to you Ed Dwein's definition of what it means to be spiritually fed. Spiritual food, I believe, is that which inspires us and causes us to remember who and what we are. Children of the living God, with infinite possibilities for expression and with no end of joy in our lives. Sounds like something I'd want to get behind supporting. And what works best for me to truly understanding where I have received spiritual food, spiritual nourishment, is to take it to prayer. To pray for clarity around knowing where I have truly experienced my good, my spiritual food. And who or what has reminded me of my divine inheritance. And that is where I joyfully direct my tithe. Sometimes my life is so touched that I basically tithe in advance of receiving it. I know in that moment of that experience where my tithe is going and the unexpected income shows up so that I can make that tithe. And sometimes it's after the fact. You know, I tell you, when I first began this journey of tithing, it worked miracles. I can tell, there's not enough time in here where I tell you about the condo that I sold in a market where it's not supposed to sell, and made money off and sold in 3 weeks. Because I'd been tithing for like 2 months at the time and really focused on changing my consciousness. And there's so much more, and I truly invite you to come to this class and work with others who are wanting to incorporate these teachings into our life and follow Ed Dwein's guidance. You know, I wouldn't write that tithe check unless I could do so with great joy. I won't. I will sit with it until I can get into a place of integrity and know that this is for my highest good. And what I found is I began to look forward to getting paid. Where before, I would not, because what I would experience is the energy of debt. So I have money and now it's all gone. And that's what I was focused on. And when I started changing that energy and truly bringing joy into my financial affairs, I began to understand more fully that money is not my master. It is a tool. It's a tool, and it's my job to become master of using this tool in my life. And it's not about the money. It's truly about consciousness. A minister friend shared a story this past week that I wanted to share with you. And it's a story of a group of college students that really want to go to a game. Their arch rival schools are playing, and they just really, really want to go to the game. But there's 4 of them and only 3 tickets. And they decide to put a sign in the window of the back of the car that says, need a ticket, because they knew that lots of people would be going down the highway to the game and might have extra tickets, and to just hit the road and that it would all work out. They were going along with the traffic just fine on the freeway when they looked in the rearview mirror, and lo and behold, they saw flashing red lights. The police car pulled them over to the side of the road, and the officer got out of the car, and before he even got up to the door, was writing a ticket, and the young man was like, I don't understand. Why? I was just going along just like everybody else, 5 miles over the speed limit, and the officer looked at him and said, you are the only one who was asking for a ticket. The idea being what we focus on. When we focus on the inexhaustible supply of an abundant universe, the universe will conspire to provide. Edwin makes an important distinction about what we focus on with our tithes. She clearly states that tithing is not charity. And what I've come to learn is that many mystics believe that if you tithe to need, you create need in your life. That's why you tithe to where you are spiritually fed. You put God first in your finances and tithe to where you experience the one presence and one power transforming your life, which is not to say charity isn't important. It's something that we participate in above and beyond our tithe. And I truly came to realize that for me, Edwin is right on in saying charity is not a tithe. It is a part of my life, but it's not how I demonstrate putting God first. And I also believe that tithing is not solely about our finances. I think it's important for us to truly do a personal inventory and set the intention of putting God first by tithing 10% in every area of our lives. What Stretton Smith calls, wow, I just had a blink moment there, our time, talents, and treasures. That's what the insert in your bulletin is all about this week. Of truly having an opportunity to look at the various areas of sacred service here at this ministry and ask yourself, what feeds me spiritually? And I'm talking about this insert. Is there an area where I could serve that would bring me great joy? If you fill this out, turn it in, you're not saying, yes, I'm on the schedule. You're saying, yes, I'm open to having a discussion. Let's find the right and perfect area to explore the opportunities that would be a good fit for you to tithe of your talents. And on the opposite side, maybe you are spiritually fed in other ways. I wanted to offer some of the organizations that have reached out to us that we partner with, that we are spiritually fed by as a community, as some other areas where you could truly consider tithing of your talents. This is intended as a starting place to truly explore what would bring you joy and what is yours to do. And think about tithing of your time. Tithing of your time is truly about giving 10% of your day to putting God first. Taking time for prayer, for meditation, for spiritual classes, for reading spiritual materials, for doing your unexpected income work, for truly investing your time in ways that spiritually feed you. It's easy to forget that there is nowhere, no area of our life that God is not. While I can't speak for you, I know that more often than not, more often than I care to admit, I find myself stepping into the fear that supply will run out, that there will not be enough time, enough food, enough money, that the energy that created the cycle of debt I found myself in is going to control my life, and yet I know that I live in an abundant universe. I know that if I am experiencing lack in any aspect of my life, it is because I have bought into limiting beliefs that some aspect of abundance is in short supply. Even when my heart of hearts knows that it is not possible, for that to happen, I am probably not tithing in some area of my life. And that's why I'm having that limiting experience. Because the cycle of creation is continuing and ongoing. What we focus on, you know, if you look into what's happening in the world, what's happening in nature, you see cycles of creation, you see cycles of regeneration, of seasons, of the trillions of cells in your body regenerating. When you came to church this morning, did you see the sunshine? Did you notice the flowers that are blooming? 2-3 months ago when you came to church and saw the white and the frozen trees, did you have any fear that that was going to not go away? For those of you watching online, it was my first winter here. Yes, I did. And yet, I know that that was limiting thinking. That the truth is that the cycle is continuous and ongoing, that the bulbs were not going to stay dormant because I trust in the flow of nature. I trust that that cyclical experience of the seasons is necessary for creation to continue. Isn't it the same with our lives? If we buy into the temporary experience of lack as if they are capital T truth, then we move ourselves out of the flow. We withhold our tithe and step out of the cycle of circulation. And when we do that, how can abundance manifest? We've sent the universe an RSVP, and that RSVP says that I'm going to sit this one out, thank you. And the universe can't help but respond. Instead, what if we did what David Owen Ritz suggests and generously share of your abundance and remind yourself frequently that you cannot outgive God? And in that, I think he's quoting Tennyson. And doesn't it sound rather presumptuous of us to think that we could outgive God? The truth is that the universe truly operates under the spiritual law of circulation. And in order to receive, we must immerse ourselves in the flow of good. And again, to quote David Owen Ritz, whatever you give away with faith and trust and a joyful heart will return to you. Somewhere, somehow, sometime, it's the law of circulation. To live this truth, you must embrace and rejoice in the inexhaustible flow of good through your life. The truth is, the capital T truth is, that our God is a loving God, period. Unconditional love. It's one of the constant teachings that Jesus embodied during his short ministry. Regardless of what you have or have not done, you deserve to live your dreams. You deserve to experience an abundant life. In fact, those strings pulling on your heart are the divine ideas of divine mind yearning to express through you. Stop impeding the flow. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's the promise. And don't take my word for it. Edwin has a challenge for us. And she says, try it out for 6 months. The passage says, prove me now. So take that on. Take that on as your task, to prove God. And joyfully take the challenge for the next 6 months to tithe to where you are spiritually fed. Sign up for the Keys to the Kingdom class. Truly do what is yours to do to put God first in every area of your life. And as Jesus said very clearly, greater things than these shall you do. Namaste.
Thanks to Judy, we just said, hey, would you sing? She said, sure.
Yeah.
Did she say, sure?
Sure.
All right, you're going to sing with us?
Love is but a song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. No, the dove is on the wing, and you need not know. People now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Some will come and some may go, this shall truly pass.
When the one who left us here returns to us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right.
That's a great example of how abundance shows up in our life. Have you noticed that? We were planning on one, and we get two just like that, you know, so it's just wonderful. Thank you. So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth, and our offertory blessing this morning is found in your order of service. It's my prayer for prosperity. This prayer for prosperity is part of our unexpected income program. We are affirming that each and every morning and the evening as well, so let's affirm that together today. My prayer for prosperity together. I believe God is the source of all supply, and that money is God in action. I believe my good is now flowing to me so richly and so fully that I have an abundance of money to spare and share today and always. I believe true prosperity includes perfect health, perfect wealth, and perfect happiness. These words, which I now speak in faith, activate a law of universal good, and I accept the results. I bless all the good that is with me now. I bless the increase. I bless all of the others in the unexpected income program, and I know now we prosper together in every way. I give thanks for this good. So it is, and so I let it be. Thank you, God. Amen.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Your love is all around me, and my feeling grows. It is written in the wind, it's everywhere I go. Well, I know you really love me, and you just let it show. Made up just by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there is no end, because I know that on your love I can depend. Love is all around me. Written in the wind, in all the colors of green. I know you really love me, and you let it show.
Let's take a moment and bless these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one source, God the good. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, which is truly, truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, Spirit, and so it is. Amen. This month, we are going to continue our series based on the four spiritual laws of prosperity by Edwin Gaines. You may not always agree with what she has to say, and that's okay. She's clear as a bell. She is clear as a bell, and that's one of the things I like about Edwin and her teachings. She's not fuzzy-schwuzzy about it. She's clear. And so the book, of course, is available in our bookstore. And also, I really like the challenge. You threw out a couple of challenges up there, Reverend Patty, and that was Edwin's challenge, prove me now. So if you're not doing it, prove it. Try it for 6 months. Try it for 6 months. See what happens. That first spiritual law is what? Tithing. We'll look at the second one next week. The second one next week, my dear friends, is about goal setting. We just don't stop with our spiritual law of tithing. We go to goal setting, we go to forgiveness, and we go to purpose in our life. So come and be a part of that series. I know we have children out there, right, Mr. John? Let's stand and bring them in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. We are walking in the light, 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 in the light. Sing in the light.
Teachings of Jesus, and today we were talking about the lost sheep parable, where when the shepherd has a number of sheep and one gets lost, the shepherd doesn't just say, oh, well, I got plenty of them, forget about it. No, they find that sheep, and how we're like the sheep to God as our shepherd, and each of us is important, and each of us is special and has our own divine self that we get to share. And God always wants us back, even if we think maybe we've done something that would have us not be wanted, that's impossible.
Sound like a great lesson upstairs, doesn't it? It was a great lesson. Let's thank our adult volunteers here. How you doing?
Great.
Awesome, awesome. Let us know together. You're doing awesome after a tithing lesson. What miracles! It's wonderful. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is swell.
Everybody.